cabeça.
It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Your balls are showing.
Thank you for pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, demand Maniac lie down, hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. F marks top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Details for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
We got one person online. The workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant, wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a message?
Leroy Nagin!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
It's Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night!
You know what that means.
I'm
gonna go home and masturbate and cry myself to sleep.
Got it! I knew there was something! I knew it! Damn it.
Hi, boys and girls!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday night. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever. I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
Now, for those of you who are wondering, because we know that a few... Actually, noticing in the chat room, we have one of our listeners who hasn't listened in a long time.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a while. So he may not know that Claude is gone, no longer with the show, because his ass...
is on to Houston.
Is on to Houston. As a matter of fact, let's see if we can catch up with him right now. See what he's doing.
Down,
oh, he's trucking.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
Move to Houston.
Bandit, you got your ears on?
Bandit. So, yeah. Claude Balls is right now.
He's on his way to the land of steers and queers.
And he ain't got no horns, which makes him a target. As a matter of fact, you know.
You should have given him horns instead of a cell phone for a going away present.
Speaking of cell phones.
Oh, you going to give him a try?
Yeah, let's give him a try.
Oh, Scope's sad. We're sorry, Scope, but don't worry. I promise Spankwagon will still be fun.
All right, here's his number. So go ahead and you bring up the bring it up. We'll listen to the music.
It's ringing.
Yep, that it is.
That's an interesting sound there, isn't it?
It's actually mostly on our end, I believe.
Oh, good.
Thank God.
Let's see if he answers the phone.
Let's hope he answers the phone.
I think he's probably seen the number going, oh, fuck no, I'm not answering those guys.
I don't even know. I don't even think this shows up on a caller ID. I don't think he's going to answer.
This could be a bad sign.
He may be busy driving, or
you
he...
You have reached the Sprint voicemail.
Oh, we're going to go ahead and drop that. Ah, bummer.
Well, don't worry. I'm sure
we'll
get
try him later
we'll
on.
We'll get some from him soon. I know we will.
So, all right.
Got to rearrange things over here so I can actually look at you when I talk to you.
It's a kind of, yeah, because you're used to sitting, well, you're just sitting over here in the
well,
past
just
couple
the last
weeks.
Couple of weeks, but still I'm used to being able to look at you, and I'm trying to get things arranged around here. We got some short cables, but that's all right.
Really short cables.
They match the bus.
Yay! All right. As we said, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to
Spankwagon Radio.
Not bad. We'll have to tweak
my
it
own
bit.
Little thing.
We'll have to tweak it a little bit, you know, get the sound right so you're not into the microphones. All right.
Well, I do tell people it's like a big black cock.
All right, here's first.
Grampy, no.
Get the lube, son. All right, here's a few things we got to cover. First off, unless you, well, obviously some of you may not have gone to the site, but right now go to spankwagon.net. If you go there, there's a few things that we need to cover. First off, you can join us. We have a chat room.
Yes, we certainly do.
Thank you. Yeah, if you click on the cam and chat link, that'll bring up a nice little thing where you can check our webcam, which is on. Too bad we don't have any chicks in studio this week.
No chicks this week.
No chicks, just us.
Well, you could show the man tits.
No, I don't think I'd want to do that at all. So anyhow, you could see us in studio.
B-cup.
You can also... A-cups. You can also go ahead, go into the chat room and chat with us. We'll be taking a lot of input from those chat lines. Also, if you're really technically elite, hey, it's irc.slashnet.org.
That's for all of you that have never kissed a woman.
Pound LV rocks. Pretty simple. Pretty basic. Also, you can give us a call live. Our dial-in number is
1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
And, of course, if you're local to Vegas or you like dialing long distance, it's 1-702-383-8120.
Oh, sorry, I was going to do it with you there.
No,
sorry about
okay.
that.
Well, you know.
Well if you like dialing long distance or if the 6 button on your phone is broken.
If your 6 button on the
speaking
phone.
Speaking of, Mr. 6 button's not in the chat room.
I don't know. I don't even know if he's in town. So.
Uh-oh.
All right, we see we got a plenty of people listening to the show. We know you're out there. Stick with us for the next 2 hours. We guarantee you'll be slightly entertained and more or less annoyed.
And if not, you'll get your money back.
Absolutely. But, you know, that's all him. If you want to, we do want to see you in the chat room because that'll play a big thing. We have Shitty Mitty tonight. We have Dead Celebrities. We have Mad Props. For those of you who are panicking, thinking that without Claude this wouldn't be the same show, nah, it's going to be pretty close to the same show. Yeah, he broke it last week. Hand it to me. He literally decapitated the mad prop.
It's a dead
but
clicker
licker. No, that's dead. That doesn't
well,
sound
it's not dead.
Dead,
but it's just...
It's kind of funky.
It's like the Christopher Reeve clicker licker. It's got no legs that work. I'll give you a full-size one. There you go.
But this is the lame one. All right. So what we got...
I still want to bronze this other one.
Of course you
That'd
do.
Great,
you
want
to teabag it as well, but...
Want to?
Why am I? I mean, is my earphone?
No, you sound good on my.
Do I
end.
Sound good? Okay, I just sound loud, very loud, very loud.
I could fart into the mic, or I could just do it into the chair.
No, We all fart in the chairs. That just kind of goes with the
force. Great.
Diggs is listening, so he'll like to hear that. All right, some things we need to cover on the site. Okay, if we're gonna make sure people see these are visible because there's two important things on the site we want everybody to contribute to. If you happen to be listening to Spankwagon Radio, you count as a listener. Even if you were just waiting for us to get off the air for the next show, it doesn't matter. Go to spankwagon.net. On the right-hand side, you're going to see like fun stuff, little box on the side. Left-hand side of the screen, fun stuff. In that fun stuff, there's two very important things to click.
Dude.
The first one is Frapper Map. Basically what this is, it's a nice little Google API map go ahead and put a push pin in where you're at, so that way we can see where our listeners are listening from. Because right now it says we have 6 listeners, and I know my listener stats and my podcast stats say much differently. As a matter of fact, if you're listening through the podcast, go ahead, and you as well, join up on the Frapper map. We want to see where our listeners are from.
This will also assist the FBI in tracking you, psychopaths. That
most,
way we
no,
have a
no,
better...
it is, no, it is, and I'll say this because I'm paranoid about that shit.
Oh,
it is damn anonymous.
It is, okay, so you can put the tinfoil hat away.
Do you know that they actually said, there's a guy from MIT that actually said the tinfoil hat will actually magnify?
Awesome.
So if you wear a tinfoil hat, you're actually magnifying the radio beam?
Sweet.
That
means the FBI is listening to some really neat thoughts right now.
Well, you know, it's not the FBI. We know now it's the NSA.
Oh, yeah, now we know it's the NSA.
We know it's the NSA. We know that there's illegal wiretaps going on. We know for a fact that we are being listened to by, right now, probably by someone in the government listening to Spankway and going, well, it's kind of funny. But we'll check and make sure they're not part of Al-Qaeda.
They're not part of Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda.
It's a, you know...
Those evildoers.
What? I'm sorry?
Those evildoers.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You need to pray for the good Lord. Protect America.
Damn, he has a...
And the evil ones... Wanted dead or alive.
There you go. So, we know that we're being listened to by him. So...
That's God, I love
lame.
That little idiot.
All right.
What else is site news there, Mr. Trencher?
The other site news, we have a contest that is still going on right now called Booby the Game.
That's right. Boobies.
We have a listener who contributed her tits to the show in a way.
That's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It is, actually. It's very, I don't know, it's kind
boobilicious.
Of a, it's a power trip of a way.
It is.
It is. What she has done is, well, Smack here had the honors of painting Spankwagon on. Oh, excuse me, Murphy.
I'm going to get a fucking name tag.
You got to
get
a
name
tag. Hello, my name is...
Hello, my name is Murphy.
Murphy here was able to get a paint Spankwagon on a chick's chest.
Yeah, I got to do it myself. It was pretty cool.
And take the photos.
Got to do
and
that
faff
myself.
Off later to him. He took care of all of him that himself, wiped himself off, and then he posted it up on the wagon. Now, here's the part where you play. The person's head's cut off. Not literally, you know, metaphorically in the
little
photo.
Little photo chop.
Little photo chop going on there. The game is, guess how old...
The boobies are. Now,
no,
wait. Guess how old
the boobies are relatively new.
Yeah, they're a couple years old, but the person is it's an adult, it's a grown-up. So you have to guess
it's
how old
grown-up.
They are. It's a grown-up.
So you have to figure out how old they are and then post it on the site. So play
in
along.
The comments.
In
there.
The comments.
Now.
What's going to happen here is the not next week, but the week after next.
The 13th.
Our guest, our booby model. We'll be here in studio. Again, we will be photo chopping off the head for most of the show, thank God. I'm just kidding. I don't even know what the person's face looks like.
She's actually quite attractive.
Well, there you go. Okay, I don't know. I
don't know no uggos. Well, other than you.
You know a few other than me.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
She'll be painting her tits.
And what we will do as a prize for the person who is closest or right on, I guess is it without going over just closest?
I think I'm officially going to make this Price is Right rules. Oldest without or closest
oldest
without
going
over.
Okay, so you're not insulting.
Exactly.
That makes sense. What'll happen is you will get the shirt, which will be booby pressed autographed.
Mm-hmm.
You also get a photo.
Yeah, an autographed picture. The booby picture will be autographed, and we'll send that out to you.
And we'll send that out to you, and then we will start hunting down the next contestant for Booby the Game.
And if anybody feels the need to write Spankwagon on any part of their body, feel free to email that right in.
Yes, spankwagonmail@cox.net is our official email address. You can find that on the site.
So someone needs to break out the razor, shave those nipples, and send it in.
Ooh.
Hey, what's this?
What is
Italian
that?
Baby coughing up a hair after breastfeeding. I love that joke.
Damn, that's bad.
I know. But it's
all
a great
right.
one.
So we just want to see people really contribute. Hang out in that chat room. And,
because this is your internet radio show, not just our internet radio show. We like you guys. We think you're neat.
And we need you to contribute. Like I said, we have news. We have Dead Celebrity this week. We have Shitty Mitty. We've got Stupid Shit. This week, we're actually going to start tearing apart top 10 lists.
Oh, yeah.
We have Chuck Norris sayings, which we were trying to get to last week, but we failed miserably in getting to those. But we have that coming for us.
Yes, we certainly do.
So other than that, and you've got sports stuff this week.
I got a little sports stuff.
Towards that sports theme.
Well, not a sports theme.
Well, we're not like the guy. We're not a sports show. We're kind of expanding our
horizons.
We're
an everything show.
Yes. Because last week, if you missed it, we had a really hot Quijotica, which oh. I did post those some of those photos.
She's yummy, isn't she?
Totally.
I'm telling you.
But she wouldn't show you her boobies.
It's because I've already seen her boobies.
You absolutely have no power over women to show them your boobies.
I don't. I'm useless. I can ask, and they all say no. But next week, I'll get to see some boobies.
There you go.
And you
so
know
are
what?
Our listeners.
You know what? Hopefully, she'll let me press the T-shirt down, too, just nice and firm.
You know, you're saying that over an open mic.
I don't give a shit. I'm going to touch some boobies.
How does your wife feel about this?
You know what? My wife is absolutely cool with it because she knows it's for the wagon.
Oh, there you go.
And my wife is a faithful listener. If she wasn't at work tonight, she would be here. In case anyone missed it, my wife actually was the person who called in for Shitty Mitty
and won the midget porn a couple weeks ago. Yeah,
which she still has not gotten and is quite irritated over.
And I don't know where it is. Now it's on its way to Houston.
Claude, I know you'll be listening to the podcast. I want my goddamn midget porn, motherfucker. You better ship that shit back, yo.
Damn. That's a death threat.
Mm-hmm.
You're in it. You're not even in his chair anymore. That's your chair now.
That's my chair. This is the Murph chair, man.
That's Murph chair. All right. So, shit, where do we go from here, dude? Let's see. We covered the new look, covered Frapper. Don't forget to go to that. It's on spankwagon.net. Don't forget to go in the chat room because it's really empty in the chat room. And
I know. It's blank tonight.
It's very empty in that chat room, and I don't like that. So we need more people in there. Don't forget, we're going to want people to call us. And as a matter of fact, we'll open the phone lines up fully and totally right now. So if you call 1-866-587-6257 or local Vegas 383-8120 at any time for anything, we'll respond as best as possible. All right. Let's see. What do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I want to order a pizza. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we got the phone. Oh, I forgot we got to dial that way.
Where can we order a pizza from?
You want to just find out? Let's find out where Pizza Hut's. Let's find out if Pizza Hut's special.
No. Pizza Hut's. You know what?
Well,
Pizza
okay.
Hut sucks. I got an idea. Let's find out if Papa John's got a good
special.
Okay,
let's see if Papa John's has a special, we'll let everybody down the air know if Papa John's has a special.
Assholes left me on hold for like 8 minutes last night, too.
What? After you called?
No, I called and I was on hold for 8 minutes by the one by my house.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I eventually said, you know what?
Was that Pizza Hut or Papa John's?
Papa John's.
They left you on hold.
They left me on hold. You know what? That's
What are we doing right now?
What, right now?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to look up
let's do
Papa
the
John's.
One, let's do the one closer to here. Let's go with I think the area code here is like 89106 or something.
Let's see here.
I think that's like the general area. None in the ghetto.
Well, you have to have a complete. Oh, fuck it. Let's find out what's at Pizza Hut then. You know what? I don't think these assholes want to listen to us order pizza, though.
No, we're not going to order pizza. Trust me on this one.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm going to shut your mic off.
Oh, great. Thanks. Why are you going to shut my mic off?
Well, so that way it doesn't sound like they're being set up.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a nice way to do it, you know?
Just ask them if we can get pig anus on it. All right. Ready?
Okay. Doo-doom-doom-doom. Dialing music.
This is really shitty dialing music.
Well, I'm not ringing.
Yeah.
Get two medium pizzas with up to three toppings, or a special
hit that
like our meat lovers or supreme pizza.
I don't touch buttons.
Then you
I'm
get a double
to.
Order of golden.
Thank you for calling Pizza Hut at N95. My name is Steven. How are you today?
Hey, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
I was wondering. Now, this is just something I'm curious about. Is your pizza kosher?
No. Shoot. Is that? I don't. You know what? Okay. Let me ask my manager. Hold on one second.
Thank you.
Dean, I know our pizzas aren't kosher, but if you ask me. Okay, he said that we don't do that.
Okay, do you know if anybody has... See, I have a friend coming in from Israel, and I don't want to, like, you know, piss him off, but I want him to experience, you know, American pizza. And I was trying to find... Do you know any place that has kosher pizza?
Like, I don't honestly even know what kosher means.
You don't... Oh, kosher means, like the food has to be blessed, basically.
It has to be what?
Blessed by a rabbi.
Oh.
In order to be eaten by Jews. It's kind of a Jew thing.
I can't imagine a rabbi blessing like boxes and boxes of pizza.
Well, no, normally like they bless it at the factory, like where you. I suppose you get your stuff from like a one main source.
Right.
So, but they would do it there and then send it on its way. I don't think they would have like guys standing behind the pizza, you know, going blah blah blah.
Is that,
amen.
Is that really all it is?
Yeah, that's really all it is.
Because I used to cut kosher stuff, kosher meats and delis. Okay.
Yeah, that's so, then that kosher meat gets blessed at the processing plant before you get it. So.
Wow. You know what? I've never heard of that at all. Shoot.
So okay. So obviously you guys don't have kosher pizza though.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I'll just have to. You don't know anybody in town that would, do you?
I don't know. You should try Papa John's. They got best pizza anyways.
Papa John's has better pizza. All right.
All right.
Thanks, guy.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
That okay. We just learned that.
Wow, that's great. Pizza
from the Pizza Hut guy that Papa John's the better
pizza. Nice. That worked out pretty well. That was a great way to kill a couple minutes there, wasn't it?
That's an awesome way to kill a couple minutes.
Pizza Hut, we're anti-Semitic, and Papa John's is better.
So now you know.
That was great. You guys don't even know. We didn't even plan that. I was like, what should we do? I don't know. Let's call Pizza Hut.
Let's call Pizza Hut.
I was like, all right, cool. I told him to ask, you know, it was like, do you guys have pig sphincter or something?
Why don't you go ahead and let's dial up, hunt down Papa John's. Let's find them.
Well, shit, that's kind of hard because Papa John's, you have to have an address on there. Let me see what I can find.
We'll figure something out. So you go ahead and do that. Why don't I cover some of this?
We'll search for some kosher pizza.
A little bit of news stuff here we'll cover for everybody. iPod replaced with surprise mystery meat.
Meat.
I wonder if it's kosher. Anyhow, unsuspecting mom gives son iPod for Christmas, discovers mystery meat inside. This is in Hawaii, so obviously the mystery meat is spam. Rachel Canberra couldn't wait to see the look on her 14-year-old son's face when he opened up a very special present on Christmas morning. In Milalani, Hawaii.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Milalani, Hawaii, the woman served...
I'm sorry, one more time? I can't quite understand where that was at.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
On Hawaii.
So is that what it sounds like when you're sucking dick?
You ever listen to yourself, dude?
No, I don't
you
have to.
You should listen to yourself.
I watch it on the
you're
video.
You're a dick with ears. All right. Woman, basically to the woman's surprise, he opened
to her
up.
Surprise. No, that's not a surprise.
Having what? Sucking dick?
Shitting a sailboat. That's a surprise. This is a fucking catastrophe.
Okay, where's that from? Where's that from?
Oh, it's from Greed, one of my favorite movies of all time.
There you go.
Phil Hartman.
The woman was surprised. Woman had saved up to surprise her son with what he wanted most for the holiday. New Apple iPod with video.
iMeat.
This is meat with video. Surprised he was, and so was she, when her son opened the box for the high-tech toy. He discovered the iPod that should have been there wasn't.
Sure.
It had apparently been replaced with some kind of mystery meat. Why did they not smell this? How could this
not
have been...
Oh, I know. That's the one thing. How do you not smell
this?
Well, then again, if it was spam, shit can leave open for days and you wouldn't notice.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. Green jelly, green rot, I guess. It's been replaced with some mystery meat. The new Apple iMeat. He went from joy, really happy, joyful, she said, then to discover this, he just got angry and hurt. They say the box was sealed and didn't appear to have been tampered with when she bought it home from the Honolulu Walmart.
The what? Walmart?
Honolulu Walmart. Honolulu. Where she works. She works at Walmart. Check this out, though. This next sentence is going to put everything you ever thought about Walmart perfectly into perspective. I know what I went through to get this for him, she said. Oh, shit. I just ran ahead of two pen sentence. Let me rewind this back a sentence. She said she had... Okay, she
works at Walmart. And you call me the dick with ears?
Yes. She bought this at Walmart in Honolulu.
Honolulu.
It's like aluminum.
Aluminium.
She said she had to put the iPod on layaway so she could afford the device's hefty $300 price tag.
Hey, it ain't cheap.
Wait. Put it on layaway. She worked at Walmart. So, I mean, she got it at a discount because that's $400 stateside.
Mm-hmm.
So she got $100 off. Still had to put it on layaway because where?
She works at Walmart.
Thank you.
And she doesn't get any health care.
No health care. She says that she returned it and a new iPod will be given during the next shipment that the store receives. But so that means there's someone out there looking at an iPod, enjoying an iPod video.
To this story. There's more to this story that you don't have here. They found two more like that from that same store, and they think it was an inside job from a former employee.
Really?
Yes.
So, like, obviously this place has shrink wrap.
Someone must have opened it and
you can open it and re-shrink wrap.
I've worked a lot of retail in my life, and I've never been to a place that doesn't have shrink wrap.
Yeah, like a shrink wrap machine. All you need is a shrink wrap and a fucking blow dryer.
Hair dryer.
No, that's the phone number dialing.
Yeah, I know.
Noise.
But anyway, you like that? I've been practicing that all week, actually.
It sounds like you've been blowing off all week.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay. So, did you get a Papa John's number?
Yeah, I do, actually. I have a Papa John's number. Let me bring the browser window back up here.
Okay, let's open up Papa John's.
Let's see here.
You do your dialing.
Okay.
Boop-a-doop-a-doo. Little dialing music.
All right, we are dialing.
Thank you for choosing Papa John's. Farming Durango. Hi, this is Kathy. Like Chinese square pan pizza, up to five toppings for $12.99.
Whoa, okay. Well, let me. I actually just got a really quick, simple question. I was just talking to the people over at Pizza Hut, and they said you guys may have kosher pizza. Is this true?
Kosher pizza?
Yeah, kosher pizza. Basically, I got a friend coming in from Eastern, you know,
sir,
the Middle East.
I can hardly hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a little bit better?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got a friend coming in from the Middle East, okay? Hello? I think I got hung up on.
No.
Okay.
I'm still here. I'm just trying to hear a little better.
You know, let me just, I got a bad phone here. It's, okay, is this any better?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Awesome stuff. Okay. I have a friend coming in from the Middle East, okay? He's Jewish. And I need to find a place that may have kosher pizza. So that way, he can enjoy, you know, American food, but not offend him religiously. And I'm wondering if you have kosher pizza.
Well, what are we asking for on a pizza?
Well, I know that certain things have to be blessed. And I know it's like certain meat products. So I'm assuming like a cheese pizza, but that's also part animal. I don't know. I'm just wondering if you guys have like your stuff's like, you know, considered kosher from your distributor.
We have a veggie pizza, a garden fresh pizza.
Does that use like a meat sauce or anything?
No, we have a meat lovers. It consists of sausage, bacon, ham.
Yeah, that's definitely out. Bacon and ham. No way. That'll start a jihad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or we have our veggie, which is mushrooms, green peppers, onions, black olives, and tomatoes.
All right. Okay, well, you know what? When he actually gets here, because he should be here tomorrow night, I think. Okay, but we'll call then. Well, how late do you guys open tomorrow?
How late are we open? I think we're open till midnight.
So you're, at New Year's Eve, you're open up to midnight.
But I will be here. My name is Kathy. If you need me to take your order, sir.
All right, well, thank you, Kathy.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good night.
I just had to hit the button.
Sometimes it works, but I noticed it didn't work right away last time. So I guess we're learning that
they might
be able to do the whole kosher thing.
I think the cheese still needs to be blessed. But you know what? We'll maybe call back later with a few more questions.
We may have to find out. But so Papa John's may be able to. The guy at Pizza Hut says Papa John's is better, and they don't know.
Yeah, that's a winning endorsement there,
isn't
it?
I'm looking at the clock, and I think it's time for a break. So Smack.
Break?
Yes, break.
Who's Smack?
I did it again.
Yeah, you did.
I got to really learn this.
Yeah, you do.
All right, Murphy.
Okay.
Murphy has the music lined up for us today. So.
And I'm not going to get that little cool spin noise this time. I'm pretty happy about that.
Oh, yeah, the hard drive spin up, because you actually moved it to your machine.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
We'll be back.
I don't wanna be alone. Looking for some place to host your website? Or maybe you already have a host and are looking for a better deal? Then check out AnywhereHost.com. AnywhereHost.com offers 24/7 live technical support, a 99.99% network availability guarantee, and with packages starting as low as under $10 a month, you can see why hundreds are making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosting packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back!
Spankwagon Radio!
The greatest internet radio show ever.
FR!
Some have said. All right, I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
He knew that. I never remember that.
That's okay.
We want to remind everybody to mosey on over to the chat room by going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the cam and chat link so you can chat with us live. Well, also see us on the webcam.
Ooh, yes, our
and if
pretty faces.
And of course, if you're getting this through the podcast or you're getting this through the through a syndicate that does a replay, while you can't enjoy the fun live experience, at least enjoy listening to us for what that's worth.
And the wonderful melodic tones. There's some stray hair on the mic.
Dude, they've put someone like put one of these microphones like over there, one of the old ones, in yeah. their ass. It was really weird.
Oh, nice. Was that one of the ones I was on?
Yeah, I think so.
Ooh.
Hope you don't kiss the microphone.
No. Little fava beans. Oh, hey, there's Akari. Hey, Akari, how you doing?
Oh, look at that. Some people have started joining the chat room.
Look at that.
Very nice. So if you're listening to us live, even if you're listening to us through a live syndicate, you're always invited to join our chat room. It's irc.slashnet.org, or just go to the spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat. That's always the better way to do it.
Pretty simple stuff.
Very simple. We worked hard for you.
The loyal listeners.
Very loyal listeners. And the loyal first-time listeners, because you'll listen again. Anyhow.
It when we get new listeners.
New listeners.
New listeners rock.
I also want to point out, if you want to give us a call, the phone lines are totally open. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587. 6257. If you're local to Vegas, that number is 383-8120. If you prefer to dial long distance or the 6 key is broken on your telephone, it's 1-702 beforehand. Those are a few ways to do it. Let's see. What did you want to go? You wanted to go into...
I wanted to go in and destroy someone.
Everybody knows that this time of year, everybody's loaded with like the year's best and 10 best and 20 best this. And, you know, everything is like the end of year and they're rewrapping everything, reminding you of all the bullshit from earlier in the year. Well, we're going to take a slightly different approach because I'm not a sentimental type.
Fuck no.
So.
No. What we're going to do is we're going to take a look at someone else's top 10 list and, well, make fun of them for it.
Fuck apart.
Yeah. My personal favorite, everybody's favorite, fat bastard Roger Ebert. He has his top 10 movies of the year. So I figured it'd be fun to go through and say, hey, you're an asshole, and this is what kind of movie you like. What do you like about that? Most of these, I'll pretty much guarantee not many of you have heard of. There are a lot of artsy films, and I'm an artsy film kind of guy. I am, but some of these are even a little too much for me. But here we go. So Mr. Ebert at number 10 has a movie called Millions. The best family film of the year is by the unlikely team director Danny Boyle and writer Frank Boyce. 9-year-old Anthony Cunningham and his 7-year-old brother Damien... Oh, Damien! Find a bag containing loot that bounced off a train and is currently stuffed under their bed. With limitless imagination and joy, the film follows the brothers as they blah, 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 blah.
It's a family movie.
Okay, now, I think a better family movie, in a number 10 spot at least, would have been Zathura. I thought Zathura was an awesome movie, and this Millions, I don't know, I just get the feeling that, Mr. Ebert is trying to be too cool for the room. He's just trying to say, hey, I've seen this movie, and I'm a hip bastard.
I haven't seen the movie, so apparently I'm not a hip bastard.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I'll ever claim to be a hip bastard.
No, but you are in with the in crowd. Number 9 on his list would be a movie called Yes. An elegant Irish woman living with a rich and distant British politician makes eye contact with a waiter. Neither turns away. The sex is eager enough to make them laugh. They are not young. They are not grateful because of long experience that can go wrong. Blah, 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 blah.
So in other words, we have a bunch of old fucks
having sex.
Having sex. This is Kathy Bates' boobs all over again.
Oh, Christ. Now, if I was going to pick a movie for a hot sex scene, History of Violence.
History of Violence?
Awesome sex scene on the stairs. Ugh. Viggo Mortensen. If I was gay, I'd let him suck my cock. Hey, I'm a top asshole.
Would you want him to be dressed up in his garb from Lord of the Rings?
Well, I will now. Holy shit, now that you bring it up, I'd let him suck my cock and have that little cut-off sword and little elven shit. Yeah, no, fuck that. No, you know what? If I was going to do it, I'd have to go Brokeback Mountain style. I'd make him wear the Hidalgo getup.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that was a great movie, too.
Next thing you know, he'll be wearing the G.I. Jane costumes he wore.
I can't quit you. All right. Number eight on his list is one.
Number eight.
Is one, actually, I can agree with being in the top ten, but not one I would put this far
down
near the bottom of the list.
Okay.
Would be King Kong. Hey, by the way, just a hint for those of you who haven't seen it yet, the big monkey dies.
Oh my god, I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, Why are you ruining this shit for me, asshole?
The guys at Penny Arcade said it best. There has to be a statute of limitations. 33 years? Way too long. You should know the ending by
33?
Now.
33? Try 70.
Oh, that's right. It's 73. 73. I'm thinking 33 years. Since King of Kong, or Son of Kong.
Yeah,
Son of Kong was like 30 years ago. And
you know,
was
and then, of course, they had the 1984 version.
The Jeff Bridges horrible.
The Jeff Bridges version. So, you know, I think everybody knows King Kong dies.
Yeah, you know what I like? I like this. Anyone who's familiar with Peter Jackson's work knows that he's done a couple of films that no one's really proud of. After they announced he was doing Lord of the Rings, New Line Cinema did everything they could to hide a movie he made called Meet the Feebles.
Meet the Feebles?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, if you want to, let's bring up my music real quick, since we've mentioned Meet the Feebles, and I've mentioned it a number of times. It's a great movie. The only way to describe it is The Muppet Show on crack. So let me bring up this is one of the songs from Meet the Feebles, and it's a great song. Take a listen.
Okay.
Just give it a sec.
All right. Did he just say sodomy?
Yes, he did.
You might call the wrath of God on me, but if you tried it, then you might agree that you enjoy the act of sodomy.
Sodomy.
Sodomy. It's a great song. This is also a movie where you'll catch a walrus getting a blowjob from a cat.
Around for years. Thousands more than can be named are interested in reels. Don't worry about hell. No harm will come to your soul. We're not all Pentecostal. But everybody's got an asshole. Let me tell you about sodomy. You must think it very odd of me.
Yeah, this is a Peter Jackson film.
What the fuck?
My call out of the bar on me. But if you tried it, then you might agree that you enjoy the act of sodomy. It might just improve your sense of the hard act to follow. A fact that fundamentalists find difficult to swallow. So join me as I sing of an activity that's fun. Open up your ring and try it front to bum. Bum, 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 bum. Sorry, you must think it very
hard. That's horrible.
Oh, it's great.
Oh my god.
Yes, that's the sodomy song from Meet the Feebles.
Oh my god.
So yeah, New Line Cinema did everything they could to cover up the fact that Peter Jackson was responsible for that wonderful piece
of sodomy.
Of celluloid. Yeah, of sodomy.
Piece of sodomy.
Yes. So that was King Kong.
If you ever feel like you've been fucked by Peter Jackson, refer to that song.
I'm telling you, anyone who's a fan of gallows humor, Meet the Feebles is probably one of the funniest movies you'll ever see.
Okay.
It's got this rabbit dying of what he thinks is AIDS throughout the whole movie. It's great.
Is it a cartoon or something?
No. It's a puppet. It's a puppet movie.
It's a puppet movie.
Yeah,
huh?
It's basically the only... The way I describe it to people is, what if, the guys from South Park had done The Muppet Show?
Okay.
So yeah, that's number eight on his top 10 list would be King Kong. Number seven...
Ikari in the chat room says, if the Wachowski brothers did a puppet film, it involves some sort of weird-ass transgender leather BDSM puppet.
And a lot of slow-motion bullet time.
Ugh.
and confusing plot lines that require people to read the Bible and the Quran to be able to understand the second part.
And then go and rent the video game so they can get a whole new ending. In case you, those of you that don't know, Path of Neo has a whole new ending, and I think probably would be a lot better if they would have used that one than the one they used in the movie.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, so moving
on. They
ended
on a happy note on the end.
Oh, because everything has to wrap up in a happy little world. Everything has to be
Wait, Path of Neo. Fuck it. Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
Okay, Path of Neo, one of the end things that happens is all the Smiths start smashing the fuck out of everything in the city, and all the rubble and debris builds up and becomes this giant garbage debris Smith.
Okay, very cool.
It's fucking cool.
Very good. Well, you've seen those in the commercials, so I know that that's not a spoiler. But
well, I'm not going to say anything else.
Oh, you're
not?
Oh, damn. Okay. Nope. Well, I was trying, folks. All right, going on to the next list. We should be on what? Number seven?
Number seven. A movie called Nine Lives. Again, if you've seen it, you're too cool for the room because I haven't. Have you, Trench?
No, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, no. Rodrigo Garcia's film involves nine stories told in a total of nine shots. It is not a stunt. Most audiences will probably never notice that each scene is told in one shot, although they will sense the tangible passage of real time.
In other words, it's boring, and they're constantly checking their watch.
Yeah, and it's blah, 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 blah,
okay,
blah.
Okay, number six.
Number six. Me, you, and everyone we know.
Have not seen
Neither
this film.
Neither have I. Number five, Brokeback Mountain. I can't quit you. Gay Cowboys. I got to say, I am interested to see this movie.
Wait. What was that theme song again?
Sodomy? Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. They're dueling it. For two movies. Let's see here. So, yeah, Brokeback Mountain, which is, you know, it's really funny. Mm. If you look at the number of theaters when Brokeback Mountain was first released and the first weekend that King Kong was released, the number of theaters, how much money it generated per theater, Brokeback Mountain actually generated more money per theater than
King Kong
did.
That's pretty sad. But then again, that's because everybody knows the monkey gets it in the end.
I can't quit you. Also,
sodomy.
What's really funny, too, I find, is that Heath Ledger got a Golden Globe nomination, but Jake Gyllenhaal didn't. I guess you have to be the top to get an award in Hollywood. Wait a minute.
Jake Gyllenhaal was really good in the movie I saw called Spun, where he played a meth addict. It was really a great film.
You know, it's kind of
funny.
It was
an entertainingly good film. I mean, it was really weird.
He's done a lot of films this year and didn't get shit for recognition.
No.
Nothing for Jarhead, nothing for this. I mean, he hasn't gotten shit for anything else. I mean, if anyone's seen The Good Girl or Day After Tomorrow, What a Big Deal, or Donnie Darko, he didn't get any recognition for that either.
No, but it's really weird because he's in really good films. Ikari goes, Gay Cowboys, no pudding. Ew. Chocolate waste, twirl!
And Ikari's giving the booze. All right, let's see here. His number four movie, again, is one that I have never heard of. It's called Junebug. At last, a movie about ordinary people. Well.
Wow.
Well, guess what? This is a radio show about ordinary people. If I want to see ordinary people, I'll go outside. If I want to see some motherfucker running around with a cape and an S on his chest, I'm going to the fucking movies. Why the fuck do I want to sit through a movie about ordinary people?
No. I want to sit through movies about ordinary people.
Fine, then I'll give you all my video cassettes of home.
I'm going to say one goddamn word. Clerks.
Clerks isn't about real people.
Clerks is about real fucking people.
I wasn't even supposed to be here today.
I know those people. I knew those people.
Clerks is a perfect example. It's a perfect example of comedy genius.
But here's the thing: it's how it has to be written. I mean, you have to, if you're going to watch a film about ordinary people, they have to be put into either A, extraordinary situations, or B, they have to have a hellishly great dialogue to back them up. Because if you don't give them good dialogue, what is it going to do?
Suck.
Thank you.
But wait a minute. Clerks did have extraordinary situations.
Yes, it did. The coffin at the funeral home.
Actually, I was going to say the 37 dicks.
The 37 dicks. Oh, yeah. Not to mention Caitlin Bree fucked a dead man.
Oh, yeah.
Extraordinary situation. So there
Hockey
you go.
On the roof.
Hockey on the roof.
There we go.
And the only, did you know that the only special effects in Clerks was when they were playing hockey, the dude who climbed up was the same dude who played Willem, but he shaved. So the only special effect is when he goes, hey, you guys open, and him and Dante look down and say, no, that was the same guy. The only special effects in Clerks. All right, so move on to the next.
Okay, so number three is a movie I am looking forward to seeing. I don't know if it's even open yet, but Munich.
Munich
is supposed to be a good movie. So
why don't you give a little bit about it?
Munich is Steven Spielberg's film that may be the bravest of this year, and it plays like a flowing together of the currents in Crash and Syriana, showing an ethnic and religious conflict that
In other words, it's Schindler's List, but it's for...
Yeah, well, it shows the massacre of the Israeli athletes in the Munich Olympics of 1972. So basically what ends up happening is
And where is Munich?
Germany. It starts off, well, the film starts with that and then follows a secret assassination team that attempts to track down the 11 primary killers. 9 eventually die, but not before the Israeli who leads the team loses his moral certainty and nearly his sanity. Again, it's supposed to be a good movie, and a lot of Steven Spielberg is Jewish, and a lot of Jewish people are pissed off at Spielberg for portraying this in a very non-political light and portraying it in actual events and not politicizing
the
whole thing.
Honestly, I think he's doing a good job if he doesn't politicize it, because correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't movies meant to be escapist? Aren't movies meant for you to get... I mean, the whole idea of the movie is...
be watching the news if it was very unbiased.
Well, no, that's the problem. News is biased. News is not escapist. News brings you to the world and brings the world to you. Movies, in my opinion, should be a little more escapist. And you know what? I applaud him for choosing not to do politics. He could have done politics. Absolutely could have.
Yeah, I think...
But, his other films, such as Schindler's List, mm-hmm. did show politics. He's taking a different approach, and I applaud him for that.
Oh, yeah. I think my one big thing about this is the movie stars Eric Bana, so every time I see him, I'm just going to see Hulk smash!
Hulk smash!
Yeah. So that's the number three. The number
two... Yeah, I noticed that, too, when I saw Eric Bana. It was in one of those Gladiator films.
Troy.
And I'm like, hey, dude, wait, he's not turning green.
Yeah, Hulk smash! His number two film, again, is one that I can't disagree with, but I don't know if I'd put it all the way up here. Syriana, which is... It's a very interesting movie.
Dr. Bashir is in it for all you Trekkie
fans.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything about it because the plot is very interesting, and if anyone
confusing.
So if anybody wants to know more about it, go and look it up. And
the number one film
is again what I would put as my worst film of the year, which would be Crash.
Really?
Yeah, I hated that movie. I hated it. I thought it was badly done. And
Give a little bit of a point of what it is.
Much of the world's misery is caused by conflicts of race and religion. Paul Haggis's film, written with Robert Maresco, uses interlocking stories to show how we're in the same boat, that prejudice flows freely from one ethnic group to another. His stories are a series of contradictions in what the same people can be sinned against or sinning. There was once a simple morality formula in America in which blah, 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 blah. It's about a bunch of people interconnected together. I think a lot of people are, starting to steal that formula. I think Quentin Tarantino does it best, and leave it at that.
Yeah, the threading of storylines together and whatnot. Yeah. So
Movies that I feel are noticeable. One movie I feel is noticeably missing from this is Batman. Batman Begins, I thought, was probably one of the best movies of the year.
Yeah, but if you notice, none of his films don't seem to be action films or films or specific genre films.
Well, yeah, but they also seem to be the I'm too hip for all of you films.
Yeah, it does seem to be a lot more
fat bastard. And you know one thing I will say, and I have noticed quite a bit with Mr. Ebert, is a lot of his films are he has to focus on the black films, and I think that's because he's married to a black woman, and if he doesn't, he gets the shit beat out of him.
Yeah, no, that very well may be.
So yeah, that would be Mr. Ebert's top 10.
Top 10. So there you go. We went through this year's a yearly top 10 list. Oh my god!
Woo!
First time on Spankwagon, I don't believe.
Again, the whole list was I'm too cool for all of you. These are the independent films I'm watching. I remember when I would say
Syriana's an independent film.
But I would say that they're the hip films, the trendy films that people will be talking about while sitting in the coffee shops playing with their PowerBooks. I wanted to speak with my PowerBook.
You have a PowerBook, and I'll take your ass to Starbucks and take a photo just so I can go ahead and make a
Yeah, you better get that camera right up my rectum.
Get your good side. All right, I think we need to do some shitty midi.
Oh, some shitty midi!
Now, you have a shitty midi for this week,
right? I have two shitty midis for this week.
Tom and Gunter, we got to call them back because I think this whole vacation for them has been way too long.
Okay, this is what I heard from Tom, and it was kind of hard to hear him. He was apparently in search of Gunter, but I don't think he was searching too far. He was at a strip club somewhere in New York, last I heard.
Okay.
And there were women up on the poles. Now, what the hell is Gunter going to be doing in a place where there are women?
Gunter's not going to be in a place with women. That's
now,
just...
if it was a scat house somewhere, then you'd find Gunter. So
you would.
I'll get in contact with Tom later on this week and see if I can get a hold of him and see if he's gotten a hold of Gunter yet.
We got to get them back in the studio.
If
so
we don't get a hold of
them
soon, we may have to find some new guys.
Exactly. So,
All right. So
that means we don't have an intro. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into Shitty Midi, ladies and gentlemen, here at Spank Wagon Radio. Yes, that means, wait, why don't we do this right? Why don't we give a little break? And ladies and gentlemen, we're back. You're going to be playing Shitty Midi with, me, Trencher.
And me, Murphy.
Now, Murphy's setting up the MIDI part of the
Shitty, you actually do have the real songs behind these, right?
No, I don't. I could not find
them. Wait. You're going to try to do Shitty MIDI without the real song?
Yes.
Okay, I got Shitty MIDI this week.
Hey. No.
Yes.
These are songs that are
prepared.
Hey, asswipe. Listen up. These are songs that are well enough known that we don't
need the
original.
I insist on the original.
Ugh.
You will now have homework for next week.
Well,
that's fine.
Let's leave it to the chat room. Let them decide.
There's only two people in the chat room.
There's more than two people. We've got Akari, we've got Scope. We got three people.
We have three people. And technically, Toe doesn't necessarily have a sound card, so we only have two and a half. So here's what we're going to do this week.
Let me do one of them. Let me have one.
Come on.
No. Man, I looked hard for these.
And you can hold on to them. Garen, I promise you, you find the right real music, and they're yours to play next week. I promise you.
Yeah, next week. Thanks.
Or excuse me. I'm sorry. Not next week, but the week after.
The 13th.
Yeah, the 13th.
We're just going to call that the Murphy Show.
All right. So here's what we got going on. We're going to go ahead and get this queued up.
I hate you.
You can hate me all you want, bitch. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Here is the MIDI. Here is the MIDI. Oh, it won't. Mine won't. Oh, wait.
You know what? I've got him over
here. I got it. I'm good. Oh, my God. Okay. This is the shitty MIDI of the week. Here's your MIDI. Oh, it won't even show the creepy pause. Oh, well. I don't have QuickTime on this computer.
You want me to do it over here?
We can do it over there.
All right, let's do it over here.
Let me do it over there so you can pause it so they can hear
that
it actually is a fucking MIDI.
Yeah. Okay, so here is our MIDI, kids. Now, you all know the rules. You can yap all you want in the chat room, but the only way to win is to call in.
And you call in to win what's called the Jack Shit Prize or Award, depending on its relative worth to you. So here's how it plays. Trench wins.
Fuck you, Akari.
Hey, you know, I guess we go with the listeners. That's what you said.
Yeah.
So anyhow, what we'll do, you play the MIDI.
What, now?
Yes.
All right.
The one I gave you.
I got it.
Did you hit?
I hit.
Okay, I'll make sure. Here's the MIDI. Pause that. That's a real MIDI, and that's a real shitty MIDI.
Oh, yes, it is. So if anybody has a clue,
If you have a clue, call us 1-866-587-6257.
You want me to keep playing it from here?
Please. You'll start understanding what it is soon. Real soon, it'll start making sense.
It better. You know, this little repetitive
Spank Wagon bit. Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, is it Once on Life with Talking Heads?
Oh my God!
Look at that!
You didn't even get past the shit.
Congratulations!
Yeah. Didn't have to,
let's get into the meat of this.
Let's get into the meat of it.
Yeah, that really is a shitty
MIDI. That is
MIDI,
a shitty MIDI.
Yeah, so that would be the shitty MIDI. Caller, what's your name?
Akari.
Oh, Akari. Fuck you, Akari.
Akari who voted with me because he knew he was going to win, I guess.
Exactly.
I don't know. I didn't even... That's a great job. So, Akari, do you want the Jack Shit Prize or award?
We'll take the Jack Shit Prize.
All right. Your Jack Shit Prize for this week is... And he's gone. All right.
Oh.
So, Akari, congratulations on your Jack Shit Prize. Let's go ahead. Let me go ahead and do this. To go applaud.
I was gonna play it, and then you.
It's okay.
That is a really long intro, though.
Oh,
who am I to talk? The intro on mine is like twice as long.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. You may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground into the blue.
Rock yet, part of the storm, once in a lifetime. You'll know this part.
Oh, I know the song.
How do I work this? And you may ask yourself,
I'm waiting.
Where is
what?
My large automobile?
I'm not going to.
This is not a beautiful house.
Oh, well.
I'm not a fan of 80s music. I'm sorry. Hey, I'd like to point out something for those of you looking on the cam right now. Isn't those two empty chairs on the other side of the studio over here? Isn't that just sad?
What, those two empty chairs?
Yeah, it just makes me want to cry.
We'll have someone in a couple weeks.
I know, but still.
All right.
Well, congratulations out to Akari for winning this one. This song may have been before my time. Ah, you're right there,
Scope. Same as it ever was.
So, big congratulations to you, Akari, for winning
the jack shit. All right. So, let's see. What do we? You know what? Let's go ahead and let's do a little bit of follow-up.
Let's do some follow-up. Let's see here. All right. Let me do this one.
For choosing Papa John's Farm and Durango. Hi, this is Kathy. Can you please hold?
Sure thing, Kathy.
Thank you.
Order for a delivery. We'll sit on hold for a minute.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Tom speaking. May I help you?
Hi, Tom. My roommate called earlier.
I can hardly hear you.
Oh,
sir.
Hang on a sec. Let me see if I can. I got kind of a shitty phone. Let's see. Is that any better?
No, I can't hear you. I hear you. Something happening there.
Let me try. Is this okay?
No, now I can hear
you. Okay, good. My roommate called a little bit earlier, and he asked about a kosher pizza, and I don't know who he spoke to, but she was unsure if you guys had a kosher pizza.
No, we do not.
Okay, well that's cool. We've made some things here. We've got a friend of ours is coming in from Israel, and so a kosher pizza would be nice. But if we can't find a kosher pizza, you guys have that veggie pizza, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, now. Since we can't get a kosher pizza, what are the chances on getting your delivery driver to wear a yarmulke when he delivers it? Would that be okay?
If he has one,
we can drop one off if need be. I can drop it off, so he'd be okay with wearing a yarmulke.
I'm sure he'd have no problem with it. Our drivers here are pretty decent spirited.
Awesome, that works really well for us. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Interesting.
There we go. So we can get him a yarmulke.
We know that if we bring a yarmulke to a Papa John's in our neighborhood,
they'll deliver a pizza for us.
Wow. Okay.
That's awesome.
Very awesome. So now we know how far we can go. I wonder if we should go in and drop one off.
That could be really interesting because I'm right kind of by that one. So maybe drop it off in a day or two.
Because you probably have one.
No, I don't, but I can get one.
You can get one.
I can get one.
Yeah.
Have my daughter singing Hava Nagila at the door. she knows the words. It's pretty great. Oh, my gosh. Hey, I got an idea. I got something fun.
What's that?
Here, give me something here.
Oh, give you something? Okay, yeah. Here's something.
Give me a little something.
Less than a minute now.
Tool time for 200.
This term for a long-handled gardening tool can also mean an immoral pleasure seeker. Ken.
What's a hoe?
No. Whoa. They teach you that in school in Utah, huh, Al?
What's a rake?
A rake is right. You select, Al.
Now, wait a minute. Wait. I'd say a hoe.
Yeah, you would, but apparently you'd be wrong and just as sick and perverted as Mr. Ken.
As $2 million Jeopardy winner.
Hey, wait, I've got something else.
Oh, okay, let me give you something here.
Give me something. Okay, this is... Hold on a sec. Let me pause this real quick. This is some people asking Jenna Jameson where's the most unusual place she's ever had sex.
Hang on.
Let's try that one more time.
What'd you do? Have it open up like 12 times?
No, I just opened it the once.
Try that again.
Unusual place I've ever had sex. I've had sex in a lot of crazy places. In the hallway at the Beverly Hills Hotel, which was very cool. But I'd have to say at an Italian restaurant here in Las Vegas, I gave my boyfriend a hand job under the table with butter. That was pretty cool.
So for those of you that like... Yeah, with butter. Those of you that enjoy going to Italian restaurants here in town, check underneath your table. And
you
if
may
it's a
find more
sticky,
than gum.
That's a whole big wad of gum. Yummy.
Wait, we just said yummy to gum.
Nice! Look at that, I'm rubbing off on him. Oh, that'd be great. Next thing you know, he's going to be sitting down asking for enemas.
Next thing you know, I'm going to be sitting down to pee. Jesus Christ.
I only sit down to pee when my legs are tired. That's pretty much most of the time.
All right. So you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And we demand the next caller to call in right now. 1-866-587-6257. If you call in, we guarantee to answer. That's the prize.
We
really
guarantee to answer. We'll tell you what, we'll make it better. You can ask any question you want, and we will answer it truthfully.
Ooh, truthfully and honestly?
Truthfully and honestly.
Oh, that's kind of... I'm chicken shit. I don't know. Anybody
I'll
can
do
call
it.
In.
Anybody can call in. Anybody you can ask in. Anything you like, and I will answer honestly and truthfully.
Okay, so that's what it is. Give us a call. 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
So while we're waiting for someone to put the pop star down and dial, how about we do a little news?
Yeah, why don't we cover some news? You want to cover legit news or you want to cover stupid news?
Let's do some stupid news.
Okay, we already covered the meat and iPod, so why don't you...
I meet.
Why don't you cover the... Wait. Oh. I think I got a news clip. I think I've got... I do.
Oh, some...
Well, no, I got rid of that shit. Oh, I didn't.
Spankwagon News at 11.
Whatever.
Is there a silent killer lurking near your toilet? We'll tell you after the break. We've got a little news for you here. Internet porn. China says it's winning the war. China is winning the war on internet pornography, but it will be hard to eradicate entirely as many websites are based outside of the country, says a senior police official said Thursday. China routinely blocks internet access to internet sites on sensitive subjects such as self-rule Taiwan, which China regards as its own, and in the 1989 Tiananmen Square pro-democracy demonstrations, which were crushed by the military with heavy loss of life. Regulations also target sites that publish fabricated information and content deemed to harm to national security. The spread of websites that involve pornography has been brought under effective control, said head vice of the whatever. So China thinks they're winning the war on porn.
And where does the porn come from that you deal with?
Not China.
Oh, well, maybe they have one. All right, this is in the news. Sizable amounts of Americans still believe Saddam Hussein had strong links to Al-Qaeda.
Well, that means sizable amounts of Americans are fucking retards.
About 22% of the U.S. adults believe Hussein helped plan 9/11. The poll shows also that 26 believe Iraq had weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, my God.
Here's some other very interesting poll facts. Now, what I'm going to do is read you two sets of numbers, one from October 2004, one from December 2005. Iraqis are better off now than they were under Hussein. 76 of Americans believe, yes. Now, 56 believe. Interesting. Iraq under Hussein was a serious threat to U.S. security. In October 2004, 63% believe so. Now, 48%. Saddam Hussein had strong links with Al-Qaeda. Then, 62%. Now, 41%.
Hey, that's a joke if I've ever heard it.
Oh, okay. I missed my old punchline again. All right. Saddam Hussein helped plan and support the hijackers who attacked the U.S. on September 11th. 41% said it then. 22% said it now.
Well, that's a little bit better, but that still means 22% are complete fucking morons.
I believe so. Iraq had weapons of mass destruction when the U.S. invaded. 38 then, 26 now. And several of the hijackers who hijacked the U.S. Who attacked the U.S. on September 11th were Iraqis. Then, 37% believe that.
Oh,
now, 24%.
Ladies and gentlemen, turn off Rush. Turn off Fox News.
No.
Do a little information gathering on your own.
Read a newspaper, people.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just make up your own mind, because really, honestly, you're not cutting the cheese, man.
The evil ones. And, that's a very interesting question.
It's barbaric. There's no rules.
The country, this country, is a fabulous country.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
As I'm a Texan. Hey, speaking of Texans.
Well, there's one terrible pilot.
So, speaking of Texans, why don't we go ahead and you got that number still?
No, I'm going to need your...
You're going to need that number.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I hit the redial button.
Oh, that's right.
Speaking of Texans.
Speaking of soon-to-be Texans.
Soon-to-be Texans.
Let's bring that number up. All right, so all right. We're gonna and let's give a little bit of
Do we have some fun music for the background?
Nah, I just have the standard. A little bit of background noise going on there as we bring up the balls. Okay, see if he answers. Thank you.
He's looking at the phone going, who the fuck is this that keeps calling me?
He should figure it out by now.
Hopefully.
He better.
Dialing for Claude.
Where, oh, where could my Claude balls be? I don't think he's going to answer.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail.
All right, so I guess we're... God, strike two on Claude. I hope everything's okay.
Only one thing to say to that.
Can you hammer a 6-inch spike through a board with your penis?
Not right now.
A girl's got to have her standards.
So, no. Claude, hopefully we're looking for you.
Hopefully you're doing okay. Hopefully the trip's so far going nice and smooth. So, all right. I think we've covered a little bit of news. Why don't we go ahead, take a break.
A break?
A break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back in a second.
Come on, Eileen.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
And I'm going to remember that one of these shows.
Yeah, I know.
I'll say Murphy and you'll be like looking at me going, oh, you remember?
He got it! Oh my gosh.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, I think we need to do another classic standard bit, but slightly refreshed. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of Spankwagon, it is now time for Dead Celebrity of the Week. This week we have two dead celebrities.
The first one, a twofer, if you will.
Vincent Chevalier.
And who was Vincent Chevalier?
Well, he was an American character actor, noted for his work in film and television. He was often described as the man with sad eyes. Chevalier was born into a Sicilian-American family in Brooklyn, New York, studied acting through theater program in New York, and he began working on stage in the 1960s.
In New York?
In New York. If you don't know who this is, think of his films like Taking Off, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Amadeus. He was also in Man on the Moon, but...
He was also in Ghost.
Yes, he was the subway man in Ghost and known as Mr. Vargas, the biology teacher in the 1982 hit comedy Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He was also in Tomorrow Never Dies and The Frisco Kid. As a matter of fact, he appeared in over 50 films. He wasn't just an actor, though. No, he was an author of a number of cookbooks and food articles for magazines and newspapers. He received a James Beard Foundation Journalism Award in 2001 and was nominated on a number of occasions. This is your dead celebrity, Vincent Chevalier, 57. And now, the other dead celebrity, Michael Vale, the character actor who starred in over 100 Dunkin' Donuts commercials as the early rising Fred the Baker. You know, it's time to make the donuts. Vale died past Saturday at New York Presbyterian Hospital in Manhattan. Complications of diabetes.
Wait. The Donut Man had diabetes?
Diabetes, yes.
That's just a punchline that writes itself.
The Brooklyn-born character actor, a veteran of several Broadway shows and a handful of movies and about 1,000 commercials when he joined some 300 actors for Dunkin' Donuts casting call. The phrase, time to make the donuts, which he uttered so memorably and so often for 15 years, was used as a title for a 2001 autobiography by the Dunkin' Donuts founder, William Rosenberg. Vale became such a marketing icon that when the company wanted a new advertising campaign, it first surveyed the customers to determine the reaction to Fred's departure. Customer said he could leave if he were treated like an honored friend and an employee. So Dunkin' Donuts devised an official retirement celebration for him, including a Boston parade and free donuts for an estimated 6 million customers on September 22nd, 1997. And this is your Spankwagon Dead Celebrities of the Week.
Weeks?
It's a running gag.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. And now with the smooth sounds of NPR's very own Murphy.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
This week I'd like to bring to you a very special audible selection. This is taken from a rather interesting sermon that was recorded not too long ago.
Amen, brother.
It is interesting, and I beg you, please stay with it, because I guarantee you're going to like it.
And now time for a little religion. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Congregation? My, it's good to see a big crowd. Oh, I've been wondering where a lot of you have been. I've been wondering about a lot of things. I'm glad you're here on this Easter Sunday. Your flowers look so beautiful. I'm going to get right into the message. I'm going to lay the truth down. I'm going to strap it on. Thank you for that amen. Yes, I'm not going to spare anything. I'm not going to smooth anybody's fur. I heard you, sister. Yes, I will preach on. Yes, I'm going to tell it like it is, as they say. Oh, I heard a hallelujah. All right, now you're all quieting down a little bit. You're getting a little too noisy. Hold it, shit. Hold it down. I'm talking. Okay, listen. I'm tired of so much shit around here that I had to unload on you today. Do you think I don't know what the hell is going on? Do you think, for instance, that I don't know that Bill Broden is going up seeing Irene Hobbs? Yeah, I'm going up there tapping that? Sure, I know it. Don't you? What in the hell's the matter with you? She told me right back there in my study what she is doing. I know it. Yeah, And this being Easter Sunday and having such a big crowd out here and a lot of strange faces, where in the hell have you been? Hell, fire! You come once or twice a year? Shit, that don't cut no ice with me, see? My ass, I'll tell you, I'm gonna get on some asses today. Listen, you know, we got a Sunday school teacher, and you know who in the hell I'm talking about. Yeah, Bill Bronson, that's who I'm talking about. There he sits right there, Bill, I'm talking to you, see? You ain't no more taking proper care of that Sunday school class than shit. And you are finished. You're fired. Get out. You're out of that Sunday school class. Now listen, I mean business. I'm putting it down, ain't I? I ain't hearing no amens, but I ain't wanting any. No. Hell fire. All right. Okay. There's something else, too. I noticed last Sunday that one of you put a quarter in the offering plate, see? Yeah, Raymond Welch. You're the one. You put a quarter in there. You tight son of a bitch. I see all that shit, see? I'm up here where I can see it. Y'all don't even look or nothing. I can see it. I know whatever fucking one of you is giving, see? Some of you are doing pretty good, and others you ain't doing for shit. All right. I'm going to maybe go to another church. I don't know, but I don't give a shit because I just about come to the end of the road here. I've just about lost patience with you people. You know we need a Sunday school space out there, and you sit on your asses on Saturday, you won't come up and work on it. Shit, no. You say, oh, amen, praise the Lord and all that when I'm saying something that you like. But when I'm trying to get something done, shit, that's something else. You get your ass out to the mountains or someplace or hide in there and watch that damn tube. That's what you do. Listen, that ain't going to get it, horse and horses. It ain't going to do it. Now listen, I tell you, this will determine today, no doubt, whether I will be your pastor or not. But I tell you, if so, fine, that's what I want to do. But if not, fuck it. I'm done. In fact, my sermon is done. Don't give me no more shit. Brother Woodrow, lead us in the closing prayer. Well, you going to do it or not? I'm a son of a bitch. Dismissed. Get out of here.
It's great.
Thank
you. It's great. I live for girl class. It's great. It's great. I freaked out very, very bad.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was your moment of religion here at Spankwagon Radio. There we go.
That's what I meant to hit.
Ah.
Makes more sense now. He was talking about the tube and all.
I don't believe you're listening.
protect America. You need to pray for the good Lord to protect America. Wanted dead or alive. You need to pray for the good Lord to protect America. We want to help you. We want to help you.
Those evildoers.
You need to pray for the good Lord to protect America. Pray for the good Lord to protect America. We want to help
those evildoers.
All right. Enough of that fun shit.
Oh, that was a blast, wasn't it?
Oh, hell. That was really fun, actually. Anywho, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon.net.
What? No, oh, Spankwagon Radio. That's the
Spankwagon
website.
Radio.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Jesus
my
Christ.
First
panic, pandemonium.
Night.
All right, Spankwagon.net is our official site. No one has called except for Akari when he won his prize. Anytime anybody wants to call, Murphy said,
I will answer any question honestly and truthfully.
Honestly and truthfully. Until then, we are going to read about Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris, you say?
Chuck Norris, I say. Chuck Norris tears cure cancer. Too bad he's never cried. When Chuck Norris plays Oregon Trail, his family does not die from cholera or dysentery, but rather roundhouse kicks to the face. Chuck Norris requires no wagon since he carries the oxen, axles, and buffalo meat on his back. And, come on, he always makes it to Oregon before you. Rather than being birthed like a normal child, Chuck Norris instead decided to punch his way out of his mother's womb. Shortly thereafter, he grew a beard. Chuck Norris recently had the idea to sell his urine as a canned beverage. We know his beverage as Red Bull. Okay, that's kind of funny. Chuck Norris built a time machine and went back to stop the JFK assassination. As Oswald shot, Chuck met all three bullets with his beard deflecting them. JFK's head exploded out of sheer amazement! Chuck Norris lives only by one rule. No fat chicks. Chuck Norris once shot a German plane down with his finger by yelling, "Bang!" A man once asked Chuck Norris if his real name is Charles. Chuck Norris did not respond. He simply stared at him until he exploded!
You know, I gotta say, I know one person cooler than Chuck Norris.
Who's cooler than Chuck Norris?
When you came pulling in here, did you notice a sign on the front of my house that said Dead Nigger Storage?
Jimmy, you know I ain't seen no shit.
Did you notice a sign in the front of my house that said Dead Nigger Storage?
No, I didn't.
You know why you didn't see that sign? Because it ain't there, because storing dead niggers ain't my fucking business. That's why.
That's right. Quentin Tarantino, I think, is cooler than Chuck Norris.
All right. Well, anyhow, we got some sports news. And I don't have my news clip up. But anyhow.
That's okay.
We must have had a little bit of lag here.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Go on.
Okay, we've got sport news. Miguel Tejada is upset with the Orioles' lack of action. Those of you that have been tracking this whole Miguel Tejada fiasco is kind of interesting. Disgruntled shortstop Miguel Tejada is more upset with the Baltimore Orioles because they haven't gotten stronger in the offseason than with the team not fulfilling his trade request. Now remember, this is the trade request that he made, that he then said he didn't make, that he is now upset that they haven't made.
Wait, huh?
Yeah. Now I'm more upset than when I requested the trade because it's a month and they haven't done anything, Tejada told the Associated Press. Tejada, who is entering the third year of a $72 million six-year contract, said 3 weeks ago he wanted a change of scenery. Yeah. So here's the current deal right now. We're looking at two possibilities, and these are rumors. First rumor and the first possibility is going to be Boston. And we're looking at a Manny Ramirez and a Matt Clement trade for Tejada.
Okay.
Which I know Boston's looking to dump Manny. Manny wants out of Boston. Boston
right.
wants Manny out. But I don't think that really benefits. The other trade that I'm looking at and is really interesting is coming out of Chicago. They're looking for possibly Pryor. And, oh, my gosh, we've got a bra loose in the studio. And titties! Look at that! We've got titties! Thank you!
You've completed this week's show. But it must be cold out there.
Hey, look, it must be cold out there.
Really cold out there.
Anyway, so the Cubs are looking at possibly trading Pryor for Tejada.
Okay. What was this I heard this week that Palmeiro was going to try to find something about the steroids?
Yes, apparently Rafael Palmeiro will be teaming up with O.J. Simpson to find the true reason for his steroids. He said it was because of a vitamin B12 shot, but it can't be proven. Yeah, Rafael, I hate to tell you, you're lying and you know it. You're an old man and you tried to be young again. You're not Barry Bonds. You don't have...
Come on, Barry Bonds is fucking old.
But you don't. But Barry Bonds has Belco behind him. Raffy does not.
Oh, I see what your point is.
Yeah, Raffy, sorry, bud. You're going down. You have now lost any chance at the Hall of Fame. Good luck, and hopefully we'll see you signing autographs with Jose Canseco eventually.
And Pete Rose.
Ah, yeah. Good old Petey.
Anyhow.
Yeah. How was that going? What else do we have?
I mean,
here?
That's all you had for sports.
Well, I mean, the world of sports is kind of slow this week. There's not a whole lot going on. Yeah, there's bowl game history. Anyone who saw the games last night knows, you know, basically what's going on. Well, let's take a look and see if we got any new news out there because stuff does happen all the time.
I know this is like college bowl week, so hopefully your team has won. I know that there was the craziest game of the Nebraska-Colorado. I believe it was Colorado State. With bad officiating, that is going to be coming under question pretty soon.
Yeah, that's a bunch of people on the field. They've already ruled on it. I mean, they've already made their decisions. They said that there should have been the play was still considered live, and having all the men on the field at that way should have drawn flags. It didn't. So I don't know. The other big piece of news that we've got right now is the Browns are ready to fire their GM, Savage. The Browns plan to fire senior VP and general manager Phil Savage over philosophical differences, primarily over salary cap management issues, league sources tell ESPN.
Also, the Colts coach was back this week after the death of his mother.
Yeah, Dungy is back. No, it wasn't his mother. It was his son. And his son.
Who has lost their mother recently? Oh, I'm sorry.
Roger Clemens. Roger Clemens lost his mom during the playoffs last year. But Dungy, his son committed suicide the other day.
Oh,
and,
Jesus.
Yeah, he took a couple days off and came back. I think it's really important that he come back and he does coach on Sunday. Granted, they're not fighting for anything other than, you know, just pure winning right now. But I think it says a lot that he's come back and he's got that kind
of
dedication.
Do they have a bid for the playoffs?
They've got more than a bid for the playoffs right now, I do believe.
And why is that?
Well, they've only got one loss over the year, which was handed to them by the San Diego Chargers.
Of all people, that was just a weird game. But Chargers played their ass off. I actually ended up watching the last quarter of that game.
Yeah, the other big piece of news right now with football is the Texans with a loss this week definitely locked up
there. Wait, the Houston Texans?
Yes.
Yeah, the same Houston where Claude Balls is going down to. So now he gets the Houston Texans and the Astros. So he gets a mediocre football team and a...
They should just rename that the Houston Tits and Astros and get it done with. the word this week is that Houston's going to lose to solidify their position to pick up Bush in the first round draft next week. A lot of people have speculated that Houston has actually been throwing games so they can get Bush, but, you know, Heisman Trophy winner, if he declares himself eligible. The thought of a team throwing this many games is, well, if it's not Detroit, I mean, I really can't believe that they would do it. But you never know. I mean, it's not exactly a great week for sports, unfortunately. Yeah, there are a lot of bowl games,
well,
but I don't follow
college. Then why don't we do this? Why don't we cover the most important part about sports for a lot of people?
Cheerleaders?
Yes, this. Yeah! The only reason people sit and watch sports.
Oh, that's sweet, sweet goodness.
You know you want some right now.
I know I want some right now.
I know some is being consumed in the green room right now.
Yeah, if we get the troll to come in here holding the can between those tits, that'd be great.
Yourself a nice tall glass of
beer.
Sit down in front of that television.
Crack a cold one.
And watch something on TV.
TV.
It's less entertaining than Spankwagon Radio.
Yeah, and it's definitely worse for your ass cheeks, because with Spankwagon Radio, you get up and shake that booty.
That was lame.
Wasn't it, though?
Yeah. All right, back to the music. All right.
That was lovely, wasn't it?
Musical interlude there. You know, I was just kind of realizing something. We've had better luck with the studio troll flashing than we've had with your guests that you've booked flashing.
Hey, well, you know what?
I just want to point this out. So you need to book guests that are troll? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Christmas season. She's in a giving mood.
Apparently so.
Brian, you're not wearing the sweater I made you.
Well, it's a little warm in here, you know.
Don, we now are gay apparel.
Doesn't get much gayer than this.
There you go,
Alrighty.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So anyhow, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And now some more with Chuck Norris.
Hoo-ha, Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris frequently signs up for beginner karate classes just so he can accidentally beat the crap out of little kids. Chuck Norris once tried to sue Burger King after they refused to put razor wire in his Whopper. One of the greatest cover-ups of the last century was the fact that Hitler did not commit suicide in his bunker. It was, in fact, teabagged to death by Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris punched a woman in the vagina when she couldn't give him exact change. Chuck Norris is currently suing NBC, claiming Law & Order are trademark names for his left and right legs. After much debate, President Truman decided to drop the atomic bomb on Hiroshima rather than the alternative of sending Chuck Norris. His reasoning? It was more humane.
Whoops, a little early with that one.
It was more humane. Humane. All right, if you could see Chuck Norris, he can see you. If you can't see Chuck Norris, you may be only seconds away from death. Chuck Norris ruins the endings of Harry Potter books for children, who just bought one for the hell of it. When they start crying, Chuck Norris calmly says, "I'll give you something to cry about," and Roundhouse kicks him in the face. And those are some of Chuck Norrisisms.
You know, was this your idea?
What, the Chuck Norris
the
thing?
Chuck Norris list?
Yeah, it was.
I just had an idea.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Where was that last week when we could have used it?
Yeah, I know. Well,
oh,
I just
man.
Found, you know, I just found the. I just. I was like, hey, you know, we need a rim shot. I just went and looked it up.
Hey! It's time for a rim shot!
Can't go wrong with that.
Two Jews walk into a bar. The third one goes, oy vey.
Actually, I was going to say, two Jews walk into a bar. 3 months later, they buy it. And then they get a pizza delivered. Yeah, it was a kosher pizza.
It was a kosher pizza.
I think I'm about wearing this one out.
Yeah, let me go ahead. We okay, we get that point already.
I know, but I love running a bit into the ground. Didn't we have that discussion?
I think we did, but let's do this right now since we have a few minutes left. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for you, our faithful listeners, to get your Mad Props! First one up, it's a short list, kids. First one, listening, first time in a long time, let's give Mad Props to Scope!
Mad Props!
Let's give mad props to Toe!
Mad props!
Let's give mad props because, well, he's not in the chat room then. Or he wasn't then, but he's not now. But we'll give to him anyway. Ikari!
Mad props!
And for the hell of it, anybody who's stuck with us through just the first All Murphy show...
Oh, look at that. All Murphy, all the time.
All Murphy, all the time.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You get Mad Props. You know who else I think needs Mad Props?
Who?
Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, that blew out a speaker, dude. Didn't it?
Okay, let's give it to him. Mad Props! And those are your Mad Props for being a faithful Spank Wagon listener.
Did I just throw that in there?
Meat bag chicken.
Oh, there you go. Hey, coming up next week for next week's Spank Wagon Radio, it's a little different. Even though this is his first full show, he has to go to Canada for a funeral.
Yeah, I got to go up north into the Great White Yonder.
Beginning of January, actually.
Beginning of January.
So you're going to be freezing your ass off. Next week, Spank Wagon Radio is going to be a planned show not show, which is very different from us, for us, because normally show not shows were when Claude just didn't show up for whatever reason. Next week's going to be a great show. I think it's going to be worth listening to.
Definitely.
If you're downloading this off of the archive or the podcast, it absolutely will be something worth listening to.
Make sure you tune in.
So that's what's going on next week. We'll have a show not show where we will be spinning music, and we will cover some witty banter and all that stuff too.
Don't forget the 13th will be what I am officially dubbing the Murphy Show.
The Murphy Show, because it will have the basically we'll have our boob model from spankwagon.net in studio showing off her goods and also signing the shirt for the winner of Booby the Game, which you can find on spankwagon.net. You can find it over on the left-hand side where under the fun stuff. Make sure you are playing the game.
Yes, please. You have to be in it to win it.
You have to be in it to win it.
And we are playing by Price is Right rules, kids. That means best without going over.
So... That's what's going on right there. So why don't I go ahead...
And look, we got a new joinee to the chat room right as we're going
right
off
as
the
we're
air.
Going off
Good
the
job,
air.
Twinkle Toes. Next time, maybe you can be on time.
Hey, it's okay. Maybe they listen. They just finally figured out the chat room thing now. But hey, that's all right. Tune in next week. You're going to listen to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
But let's do this. Let's do this one right now. This has been Spank Wagon Radio with your hosts, me, Trencher.
And me, Murphy.
We want to say a big thank you to a lot of people that helped put this show together.
Or oodles of you.
Yeah, helped keep the show going, I should say. Let's give a big thank you to LVRocks.com for allowing us to have fun in their studio here in beautiful Las Vegas.
Definitely.
Big thank you to Mega Rock Radio, Flash FM, KCHost.net, which I will also give extra thank you because a lot of our other syndicates... found us through KC Host, so we really appreciate that one, Jude.
Thank you, KC.
Real Music Network, and of course, if we're not live,
you can find us in the archive
at podcasts.lvrocks.com. Remember, all these are clickable from the site.
Click, click, click.
We also want to say a big thank you to our friends, All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP. Again, I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm the Incredible Murphy.
We will be back next week for another thrilling episode of
Spank Wagon Radio.
Have a good night.
Later.
Spank Wagon.